Well, ladies and gentlemen, at approximately 12:15 this past Friday, one of the most anticipated and most critiqued pieces of communication ever was released for viewing by the American people. What has now become known as simply the memo. It was compiled by Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy, and the memo chronicles abuses of power by Obama, FBI, and DOJ officials at the very top of both agencies. Evidently, the basis for not just one FISA application. And by the way, let me define FISA. It is Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which is a secret court. Without going into a lot more very superfluous information about that, it's a secret court that can be appealed to allow surveillance to be done, spying, basically. And there was not one FISA application, but there were four of them, according to this memo, that were applied for to the FISA court based on the now infamous dossier compiled by Russians and procured by a man named Christopher Steele, who was a British spy. And of course, the one that was going to be surveilled was the Trump campaign or members thereof. The dossier was bought and paid for by the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign. You say, what's the problem with that? Well, here's the problem. The dossier was, number one, never corroborated. It was never verified as being factual. And we now know that not only was it filled with salacious material, but it was filled with false material. And then on top of that, the fact that the dossier was paid for by the opponent of the one on whom surveillance was being sought, and that is President Trump and his team, that fact was never communicated to the FISA court. Now, here is something else that came out over the weekend, and that is the FISA court itself twice during the latter part of the Obama administration's second term, the FISA court chastised the Obama FBI and DOJ for lying to them about other situations where they sought a FISA warrant. So FISA knew the Obama administration, DOJ, and FBI had problems with the truth. So add to that the revelation of two high-level FBI officials, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, who sent back and forth over 50,000 highly partisan, biased texts about a security plan should President Trump win the election. And then after that, statements came out from those two that he, candidate Trump at the time, must be kept from winning in the first place. So Friday, the extent of all of this became clear to anyone who actually wanted to see it. Now, Sam, I want to go to you. Some of this is a little technical. I hope I've made it clear enough, but that's the basic storyline with respect to all that has been going on that this memo addresses. Do you have any problem constitutionally, legally, with what Devin Nunes did on Friday in releasing this memo? And is this, in your opinion, an example, I mean a glaring example, of entrenched corruption that absolutely must be dealt with?
Well, Dave, there was no problem, first of all, with Congressman Nunes releasing or seeking to have the document released. And the reason there was not a problem with it was because there was nothing in the document, and I have it right in front of me, so I'm looking at it right now. There is nothing in this document that does anything to expose national secrets or confidential information relative to the makeup of the court or what the court is, the FISA court is to do or what the processes are about it. So there is nothing about it. This is a straight up presentation, as you said, a very couple of simple points, and that was that the FISA court, it either was misled or they didn't do their job in checking out the documentation submitted to them by the FBI, and probably some on both. But bottom line, it was a political maneuvering funded by the Democrat National Committee through the things that you mentioned, utilizing and using the court, the justice system, for purely political strategery. Dave, that is the definition of corruption. That is in every regard. When we think of Lady Justice and her eyes are covered, and there's a scale of balance of truth and mercy that she balances. Justice, if it is not covered so that you are not playing favoritism, you have by definition injustice and a corruption of the system. This document, what it really says was that justice was turned on its head because it was known. It was purely political. It had nothing to do with national security. And, Dave, that's why it is so critical that Congressman Nunes released it so the American people would see it, because there's a whole lot more. The whole concept of surveillance is another item we haven't discussed a whole lot. But American people ought to be very concerned about how much we are being surveyed across the spectrum. This is but one piece that is very, very clearly an abortion of the system.
So what you're talking about, Sam, is a weaponization of the Department of Justice under the Obama administration.
Well, that's phraseology has been used, and it's an accurate way of using it. The blindfold was taken off Lady Justice in this process, and the system, the sword of government, Romans 13, that sword of government was utilized or attempted to be utilized to oppress one's political enemies, having nothing to do with right or wrong. That is the definition of corruption, and that's why it is so critical that this matter not go back to sleep. This is but the start of what must happen. There's a lot of cleaning up to do. This just opens up a little bit of that door, and frankly, Dave, this is only one part of a whole lot more.